homes and yards are prohibited. Travel between regions should be avoided, and traveling to yellow zones is forbidden. It's forbidden to leave your home between 9:30 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about the other measures in place. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Revolution.
The funk.
Revolution.
The funk.
The CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
For your mind and for your hips, this is music and sounds from the mothership. The Mothership Cassette Archives. 25 years of funky revolutions. For your mind and for your hips. These are narratives of emancipation from the Mothership. The Mothership Cassette Archives, celebrating 25 years of funky revolutions. We continue with our series from the winter of 2019, The Funk, Jazz, and Meanings of Afrofuturism. We present episode 31, featuring part 10, Other Narratives of Black Emancipation, Past and Future.
Sugar. Sugar love.
Sugar.
Funk Revolutions, Funk Revolutions, Funk Revolutions, Funk. You are listening to Funk Revolutions.
Restez bien des nôtres avec moi-même, Khalid. Ces espaces du rythme international dit funky. Ces espaces de la révolution, solution, puissance, inspiration, aspiration. Restez bien des nôtres on Funky Revolutions, série que nous avons entamée il y a quelques mois. Funk, jazz et l'essence à donner au afrofuturisme. Partie 10 aujourd'hui, une continuation et un virage vers peut-être une perspective un peu plus large sur ces concepts de l'afrofuturisme, ou au moins dans ses racines, ses campagnes, son histoire et ses futurs. On aurait la semaine dernière parlé avec Dr. Rinaldo Anderson, un des fondateur du mouvement des arts spéculatifs noirs, qui, elle, embarque sur ces mouvements de l'art noir associés aux luttes politiques en Amérique du Nord, dans le Caraïbe, dans les années 60-70. Lien aussi avec le pan-africanisme, comme on a vu la semaine dernière. Ça nous permet un petit virage dans, et un élargissement de notre champ d'enquête et d'écoute. C'est aussi la possibilité d'entrevoir le tout début d'une série, d'une exposition qui s'intitule Black Art Empowerment, qui a lieu le mois d'avril, ici à Montréal, au Centre d'art, donc Montréal Art Interculturel, sur la rue Jeanne-Mance, au centre-ville de Montréal. Curatrice, Rodney Désir. Hier, j'ai pu voir Jamil Olawale Kosoko, artiste, je crois, basé à New York, et à une session séanceur. En outre aussi, une des remarquables jeunes Canadiennes a remporté le prix Sobeys. Je parle de Kapwani Kiwanga, qui, elle, présentera Afro Galactica, donc ce sens du afrofuturisme, vendredi le 19 et samedi le 20 également, dans le volet des performances présentées dans le cadre de cette série et conférences. Aujourd'hui également une série de discussions. On en parlera aujourd'hui dans le cadre de la série numéro 10, partie 10 de notre encadrement. Je veux, au lieu de regarder précisément le futur en tant que tel, la science-fiction, la technologie, retourner sur une autre des avenues explorées dans l'histoire menant à l'afrofuturisme, et de façon également explicite, c'est la réécriture du passé, l'imagination de l'histoire qui nous donne une autre vision de nos futurs et de nos possibilités. Restez bien des nôtres à l'écoute de Funky Revolutions. On aurait commencé avec Tala AM and Sugar Lump, un peu de sucrerie pour des fois des discussions un peu amères. Restez bien des nôtres, sur les ondes du peuple. Oui, peut-être pas afro, mais ça fait partie des explorations qu'on aura à notre retour sur cette programmation après la campagne de levée des fonds. Ici, le funk afro-électrique du turc Serter Bakan et 500 Altin Hariye Essom sur les ondes du peuple, 90,3 MF à Montréal. We'll be right back.
En fait, Black Art Empowerment, c'est un laboratoire qui permet de rallier durant 8 occasions des performeurs, des artistes, des leaders, des penseurs, des chercheurs sous le même toit afin de présenter et d'articuler l'art noir, mais je dirais plutôt en fait d'articuler la pensée d'artistes noirs là aujourd'hui de manière contemporaine et en s'ancrant dans le passé. Tout ça en reconnaissant aussi la force de nos cultures multiples. Donc, on parle d'afrofuturisme, mais non pas à la manière Black Panther. On parle vraiment d'un mouvement collectif réfléchi qui permet de reconnaître les artistes au niveau où ils sont.
quand vous parlez de, du afrofuturisme comme l'aspect, on met de côté le film, mais qui a quand même donné encore un peu plus puissante la thématique,
oui.
Vous vous entendez quoi par la, l'afrofuturisme?
Pour moi, aujourd'hui, maintenant, mais demain, ça pourrait être différent, ma réponse, c'est un mouvement qui permet de, d'amplifier dans le moment présent, futur et passé, cette vision de où est-ce qu'on souhaite être projeté de manière contemporaine et de réfléchir justement à toutes ces, ces facettes-là dans les différentes formes de puissance artistique afro, de puissance afro. Donc, on parle de l'art, de la spiritualité, de la nature, non-dissociation d'ancestralité. Je vais m'arrêter là parce que...
All right, you kids, stop having so much fun. Move along. Oh, they'd arrest me, you know, especially at night. They have a curfew, right? Niggas have to be home by 11, Negroes 12. And you'd be trying to get home, you know, doing your coup runs. They always would catch you out in front of a store or something. Because you'd be taking shortcuts, right? Cops. Put your hands up, black boy.
I don't wanna hurt nobody. We just came here to party. See a few dames, exchange some names. I'm a top shot, the kid, stay in your lane. The cop shot the kid, same old same. Pour out a little liquor, champagne for pain. Slap boxing in the street. Crack the hydrant in the heat. Cop cars on the creep, doing they roundups. We just watch for the sweet. Yeah, it's hotter than July. It's the summer when niggas die. It's the summer when niggas ride. Together we'll be strong, but forever we divide. So y'all are blowing my high. Type of shit that's killing my vibe. White kids are brought in alive. Black kids get hit with like five. Get scared, you panic, you going down. The disadvantages of the brown. How in the hell the parents gonna bury their own kids, not the other way around? Reminds me of Emmett Till. Let's remind them why Cap kneels.
Stay tuned up and down your timeline. This fake news, people, is all lying. Money is being made when a mob cries. Won't be satisfied till we all die. Tell me who do we call to report crime. If 911 doing a drive-by. It's certain things I can't abide by. I ain't being extreme, this is my side. Talking big shit, ready to die. I know every story got two sides. Claiming he paranoid by the black guy. Cop wanna make a home by nighttime. Just a good kid, he wasn't that guy. Had a little hit, he wasn't that high. Cop gon' claim that it was self-defense. Say he was riding dirty, so the case rests. Working 9 to 5. Trying to stay alive. Making ends meet. Shot him this week.
I want to talk about, you know, that ideology at this point. And it has to be an ideology of revolutionary nationalism. See, this country fosters the idea of competitive individualism. In other words, you know, like he divides people. He divides. He tells you, be an individual, do your own thing. You cannot do your own thing if your own thing is not the right thing. You cannot do your own thing. You have to understand. One of the most counter-revolutionary things that came out last year was the whole slogan of do your own thing. This is what black people have been doing for years. Now, if your own thing does not happen to be the thing that's right for the struggle, then it's incorrect. You can't do your own thing. See, people run around here talking about, I'm going to do my own. Here, the junkie standing on the corner nod and say, I let you do your thing, let me do my thing.
people of the sun. On CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, my name is Khalid. We, of course, are the Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions. We continue with our series on Afrofuturism, funk, jazz, and the meanings of Afrofuturisms. Last week's part 9 gave us a turning and an expansion of our themes as we conversed with Dr. Rinaldo Anderson, a leading scholar, founder of the Black Speculative Arts Movement, and an exponent of Afrofuturism, explaining some of the evolutions of the term, some of the academic and expansionist programs within the diasporic influence and the internationalization of Afrofuturism. We started the program today with Tala AM and a little sweetness called Sugar Lump. From there, we also played a piece from a Turkish artist, going back to some of the psych funk that existed in Turkey. And although not so necessarily Afrofuturism, it will be part of this expansion of our program examination when we come back from the funding drive, which starts in 2 weeks on the 25th of April on CKUT, as we begin to look at rearticulations, which are themes of Afrofuturism on race, on race as technology, the use of race, the creation of race, the geography of race, ethnicities, what is Africa? And we'll talk about that a little bit later in the program. But we did listen after Sugar Lump and Tala AM to Serter Bakan and 500 Altin Hariye Esum. We'll come back probably in several months to some of the funk from Turkey. But in a few months, in about a month, we'll come back to Futurisms and the theme inspired by Afrofuturism to explain and expand on some of the exciting vibes, very similar, that are happening in North Africa and the Greater Orient and African Orient. On CKUT 90.3 FM, we had the voice of Radne Désir. She's a Montrealer and curator of a series that started earlier this week called Black Art Empowerment, conferences and performances running from the 8th to the 27th of April as part of an exploration in which Afrofuturism is serious thematic. Last night I got to see Jamil Olawole Kasoko's performance Seancers. It continues tonight. All of these events happen at Montreal Arts Interculturels. On the 17th and 18th, there will be the pro show called Selfies with Marcus Cry Cry Cry. And then one of perhaps a leading contemporary Canadian artist working in Paris, won the Sobeys Prize for 2018, and she comes with an avowedly Afrofuturistic project on the 19th and 20th, Friday and Saturday next week, during their Easter weekend, a show called Afro Galactica. I'll come back to some of the programming and some of the impressions, but it was seeing the performance last night that led me, after that short explanation from Rodney, how past, present, and future can be rethought, reexamined to expand possibilities in today through Black art empowerment, a theme that we were exploring over the last few weeks as well. We went into Nas and Nasir, recent EP, Cop Shot the Kid. And there's a moment in, without giving you too much detail, in Seancers, this performance by Jamil Olawole Kasoko. I believe he's based in New York, academic performer. Really interesting programming in which there an underlying reception to the show is violence against black peoples, black men particularly, by authority figures, police in particular. There's a moment precisely about cop shot at shooting the kid. And so I went from that to a little moment of H. Rap Brown, great 60s revolutionary nationalist figure. And then a short moment from Marcus Strickland in Twilife, project released in the fall of 2018 called The People of the Sun, a short electro version there of the title track. On CKUT 90.3 FM, therefore, we expand our rhythms, expand our vibes, space opened up by our exploration on last week's program, Afrofuturism 2.0. I continue in those directions, which will lead us to next week's program, a kind of end point before we ask you and solicit you for your support and your money, as on Thursday, the 25th of April, our annual funding drive will start, and we'll be on air for a couple of weeks, really asking you to support the station in exchange with the station. On CKUT 90.3 FM, stay tuned to Funky Revolutions, Part 10, Funk, Jazz, and the Meanings of Afrofuturism. Another aspect inspired by yesterday's performance, or at least the aesthetic practice of Afro-pessimism, Afrofuturism, is also a way of looking into the past and retelling those. Perhaps one of the easiest, and it's not exactly what I'm talking about, but a way of reimagining and understanding what I'm talking about, because among the first science fiction-ish fantasy writers in which many Afrofuturists evoke is Delaney's reimagining of slave narrative and slave empowerment, rewriting history, that kind of fantasy. And Django Unchained could be a parallel to that kind of storytelling. And I want to go to some of those storytelling elements. And in some ways, Jamil Olawale's Kasoko's work examines some of these re-narratives, if you want to know, if you want to say it that way, imaginations. And so today we'll hear music like Drexia, the great techno innovators out of the early Detroit techno scene, who for 10 years created and imagined what a world of black bodies dumped through the transatlantic slave trade would be, a black Atlantis. And their music all evolves. So we'll go through that, Ben Lamar Gay as well, and some of his reimaginations of the old tensions. On CKUT 90.3 FM, I hadn't played this one, hadn't played this one, and it's back in studio. So this is, I wanted to go back to Marcus Strickland and Twilight. This made some noise, released on Blue Note back in the fall, and evoked as one of these. There are moments of lightness and black love that, well, a little weak, but some other interesting work for the saxophonist and narrator. The next piece is called Oh, On My Mind, features Bilal, Farrell Monk, and Greg Tate. Important about Greg Tate, cultural critic, writer, who was one of the elements that led Mark Derry to coin the phrase originally Afrofuturism, as we saw a couple of months when we started the series, and one of the three artists that was in that famous article published on Afrofuturism, creating the term, naming it. Participating in the dialogue in an article that created that. We discussed that a couple of months ago. I thought it'd be an interesting piece to play given the context. On CKUT 90.3 FM, On My Mind, Marcus Strickland and Twilight.
We were all born into love and of love on a world formed of love by whatever loving cosmic force decided this third stone from the sun would be hospitable and loving to our kind of biological, chemical, and sentient life. Love is in the blessing of gravity and the Van Allen belt. Love is in the grace of the ionosphere and the atmosphere
and the radiation absorption
and the radiation absorption of the ozone layer.
We are breathing in love as we speak.
We are breathing in love as we speak.
78% nitrogen.
In a mixture of 78% nitrogen,
20% oxygen,
argon,
0.93%.
So the love was shown by this earth has an air of benevolence about it that is enduring. We can also speak about the love of our mother's wombs. How that love carried and nurtured us for 9 months, held us in its aqua boogie until we were ready to pop out and take our first breaths on this Mother Earth. In the cycle of this wondrous life,
yeah. about the way you pursue so aggressive. Scientific equations, trust times effort plus lust times passion. So in lieu of your absence, I admit that I mentally DVR the holidays and ask you. The details in the snowflakes, the grain in the cabbage, Monet over the fireplace, the Everclear is absent. You stay, I look away so I don't telegraph the message. You know what's on my mind, you're telepathically obsessed with the way humans communicate. You illuminate the room like the moon. Harvest, regarding the fact that I live my life as a starving artist. You support the God regardless on his path to be a novelist. Marvelous with the nourishment. I admonish the monogamous way you astonish me with your encouragement. My therapist, so much merriment. It's so effortless that I should share your magnificence with the world. You already gave me so much, but I'ma keep it just for me.
When it comes to infatuations, those are truly our own to behold and mentally possess. They have not been operating without us on a cosmic scale long before we were ever in the mix. We tend to become infatuated by choice, and the intensity of those choices may sometimes seem like love of a sort. But you can ask nothing more of an infatuation than that it merely tolerates your presence in the room. You can make yourself needlessly suffer for an infatuation, martyr yourself to that suffering, but that won't be love, because love would never be so indifferent to your loving or your suffering.
Tyree Watson.
Stay here a while, or must you go home?
There are no musts in my life. I'm free, white, and 21.
You're lucky.
needn't worry about me. I'm free white and 21, or almost.
You can't stop me from seeing Taylor. Neither you nor Paul. I've got a right to happiness just like anybody else. I'm free, white,
and 18.
What's wrong with being 18?
Since I was a kid, I'd say to myself, I'll go in there and I'll tell him this or that and I'll tell him straight. And I'd get all primed to go in there and say, I'm free, white, and 21, and I'm going to lead my own life.
Oh, I do hope he's free for tonight.
Free, white, and 45.
Now, now, honey, maybe your father's right.
Oh, you don't want me around, is that it? Afraid I'll grab your style with your darling Mabel?
I've heard enough of this. You get some clothes on.
I don't care what either of you say. I'm free, white, and 21.
Look, Cass, I'm free, white, and 21. I'm going to stay here whether you like it or not.
I don't mean to be prying, but if your mother were still alive...
Dear Aunt Celia, I'm free, white, and 21.
Sound in wind and limb.
Shut up.
Now listen, Kim.
Free, white,
you're
21.
You're free, white, and 21. You can do as you choose.
Free, white,
21. I don't know why I have to consult you about my friends. I'm free, white, and 21.
Free, white,
my
21.
Name is Danny Churchill. I'm from New York. Free, white, and lonesome.
I feel so guilty, dragging you into this.
You didn't drag me into anything. I'm free, white, and old enough.
Come back to stay.
I'm trying to get her to, Judge, because she's got some mighty stubborn ideas.
My foreman doesn't approve of my actions.
Well, you're free, white, and long about 21.
Yesterday.
Taylor, have you been playing my market again?
Well, what if I had?
All the books are getting wet and dirty.
I know. Everything is getting rusty. Including me.
You ought to stay busy like I do.
I'm free, white, and 21, and I'm going to do what I please.
Well, so what? We're all free, white, and 21. Four is two.
Why don't you leave Stella alone?
She's free, white, and 21 and makes her own choice.
I'm 21, I'm white, and I have a right to be free.
A little while ago, you said you were free, white, and 21. That didn't mean anything to you. Just an expression you've heard for a thousand times. Well, to me, it was an arrow in my guts.
What friends? I don't see why I have to tell you everything. I'm free, white, and in my early 40s.
Thank you.
ride through the avenue. Please slide through the avenue. Diagonal, traveling, space-time. Hold existence like a waistline, I'm dancing with it. Handsome and fancy etiquette, attitudes, attitudes, mad attitudes, bad attitudes, Minnetonka, the void, Nueva Amsterdam, a lot, jungle, ditties, scribbling notes, scrivening, yamaya, yamoja, putting the quill to the papyrus, immaculate, papyrus, pivoting, improvised styles and sandcastle architecture, sand mandalas, the sands of time, the sands, fan these fires with these hands of mine, the hands, poised to conjure, your boy conquer, saying ho out to Yonkers, I'm a monster, born in the belly of the beast, America, Americana, Americana. Busting off like confetti in the streets is too deep to go deep, 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 deep. Still, the savage histories, brutal legacies, illusory democracies, feudal tendencies, rendering twisted souls, twisted like the vines in the jungle, the hunger for light. Written roles, improvised, going off script, lost in who am I, who cares, new rare feelings of freedom in a prison colony, the folly, the fallacies, the paradoxes, boxes, holding the slang, America, Americana, Americana, the souls in the plane of the spirit, the dope in the veins of the cheerless, fearsome weird shit, useless, outdated, soon to be discarded, evolution regarded as antithetical to God, but they say the same thing. Anyway, hey, love is the main thing. Renovate your soul power generator. Any haters hate and be killing themselves. The will of the well-wishers is realer than the swill of the hell spitters. Listen to the bell ringers. Singers of the time song, knives on the throat of the devil. Shoot. The ocean levels is rising. We knew it for years, it ain't surprising. Eyes on the horizon, life, man. Wonder if it'll take me out alive, man. What? Finna make it out alive? Damn. Knowledge is wisdom, the visions, the waters, clouds in the sky, man. Fountain of youth, mountain of truth, palpable compassion and empathy, the energy heavenly. Razor edge of the yin yang, thin chains, want, intention, desire, intentions, the fire, the mind, dimensions, consciousness, infinite.
Americana, the garden waits for you. Ambrose Akinmusir and Origami Harvest. On CKUT 90.3 FM, my name is Khalid, and we continue this week, part 10, Other Narratives in Black Empowerment in the Arts, Other Visions, in our series Funk, Jazz, and the Meanings of Afrofuturism. This last extended set, in fact, was inspired by last night's performance as part of this series called Black Art Empowerment that runs till the 27th of April. It's performances and, in fact, workshops at Montréal Art Interculturel. Really some very interesting performances. In fact, today is the second of three labs that they propose, bringing together artists, activists, to look at ways of engaging community social artistic practices around engagement, social engagement and responsibility and civil rights. I did see part of the opening series IC, which was on Monday at the opening of this series festival, Black Arts Empowerment, including, among others, the curatrice Rodney Désir. There was also, I believe, Will Prosper and Gone. Well, he was there, I saw him. A couple of young leaders from Projet Fille de Maison d'Haïti, among others. And there's the second one is today from 2 to 4 p.m. It's called I Do. And then the last one will be on the 27th of April, I Am Movement, which will bring together Julio Hong, Pierre Michel, and other young activists from Bout du Monde. Check out the website at My and look for Black Art Empowerment. The performance and the first one started yesterday from New York, Jamil Olawole Kasoko, poet, academic, theoretician, performance artist and curator, born out of Detroit. His experiences really are about I don't really know how to describe what I saw last night. I did really enjoy it, and it broke down different barriers. There was a certain beginning of informality that really brought you into a space, and it actually became part of the subject of discussion afterwards with the artist and some of the audience members. It's described as a way of looking at American history spiritually, performatively, with Afrofuturistic and Afro-pessimist ideologies of Nigerian-American extraction. He continues this performance seancers tonight at the Mai. On the 17th and 18th, out of London, are Marcus Cry Cry and Selvies. It's a performance series that looks at black and queer aesthetics, political climates. Should be really quite interesting with choreographic forms. And then perhaps, quite an important Canadian artist, lives in Paris, Kapwani Kawanga. I've looked at some of her work. She has her gallery representation in Berlin. Her conceptual work and spaces are really, really quite interesting. And she's begun to really take the role of anthropologist, which is one of those explicit veins in Afrofuturism, an anthropologist from the future coming back to explore Afrofuturism, the United States Africa Space Agency, and a really quite an interesting performer. Her art is really quite interesting. She won one of our most important prizes, the Sobey Art Prize, in 2018. She really likes to look at how, you know, this binary collapse that we've been discussing between conceptual processes, whether it be myth and science, art and truth and fiction, and how hegemonic narratives can be broken, creating new spaces for, well, I don't consider marginal discourses, but the other discourses. And so here, there's really a look at Afrofuturism explicitly in a piece called Intergalactica, and that's Friday and Saturday next week. And then the last series are Jamatatu M. Pope, a choreographer, performer, and creating this space, looking at, and there's, this series has quite a bit of queer element in it. And it's an aspect that we've touched on, but is an essential, a very important part of the kind of liberatory spaces that Afrofuturisms have opened up. even though not necessarily that space is not always necessarily welcome. But we'll get back to that thematic in the course of our exploration as we move through our series. Next week's program will continue on the Black Arts Empowerment and also hopefully examine the second annual Community Music Week, which starts on the 28th of April. And now to come back to the last set, we had Marcus Strickland, Twilife to start it off, People of the Sun with On My Mind, Greg Tate, the critical theorist, one of the big movers and shakers around the creation of the Afrofuturistic term and movement in the early 90s. Bilal and Farrow Monk in there as well, from People of the Sun, On My Mind. And then we got a chance to return to Ambrose Akinmusir. I'd introduced that album, very successful last year, called Origami Harvest, and this was a great opportunity for me to return to the album for the saxophonists. We heard Free, White, and 21. And that was an excerpt, a sound that I heard in last night's performance by Jamil. And so I thought we'd come back to that thematic. So from Ambrose Akinmusir, I actually played Free, White, and 21, the buried catchphrase of classic Hollywood. And all that you heard are this propagandist, creationist myth from Hollywood. This catchphrase over and over, even in silent films, it would be put up in these. And there's a scene in the, you wouldn't have seen it. Anyways, it's presented by the Jezebel Channel. Check it out. Free, White, and 21, the buried catchphrase of classic Hollywood. And then one last expanded piece from Ambrose Akinmusir's Origami Harvest. We heard Americana, The Garden Waits for You.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Revolution.
The funk.
Revolution.
The funk.
The CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.